For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Major of Operations for the MU Police Department, Brian Weimer, was named Interim Chief earlier today, the Columbia, Missourian reports. Weimer replaces current Chief Doug Schwant, who is retiring on August 3rd, after serving the department for 20 years. Weimer joined the department in 1992. He currently manages the Patrol Division, Crime Prevention Unit, Investigation Division, as well as Staff Services. MU Vice Chancellor for Operations Gary Ward says there will be a national search for a new permanent chief. In a news release, Weimer says, quote, "The department's top priorities will remain the same, to ensure a peaceful quality of life for our community, to continue establishing community partnerships, and to support a safe learning environment." Also in MU News, a University of Maryland administrator and head of fundraising has been named MU's next Vice Chancellor for Advancement, the Columbia, Missourian reports. Jackie Lewis will begin at MU on August 12th, according to System President Moon Choi. Lewis will supervise private philanthropy and donor relations for the university while overseeing 180 employees. Lewis previously secured a $220 million grant at Maryland, the largest in the school's history, according to the release. She was also on a team at the University of Iowa that secured $45 million for a neuroscience institute and $25 million to name a new children's hospital. Lewis will be replacing Tom Hiles, who announced his retirement last August. The Missouri Democratic Party's chair is stepping aside until at least September. Jean Peters-Baker announced this week that she's stepping away from her state party duties due to recent developments in her job as Jackson County prosecutor. Her announcement did not specify what those developments were, though homicides in Kansas City have recently reached historic levels, with 101 halfway through the year. In the meantime, Vice Chair Clem Smith will become active chair for the state party. A spokesperson for the party says the change is effective at least until the third quarter committee meeting in September. Peters-Baker has led the party since 2018. This Wednesday, the University of Missouri system is introducing a plan to bring fast, affordable broadband to rural areas in the state, the Columbia, Missourian reports. The university will hold a public webinar Wednesday titled Bringing Broadband to a Missouri Community. The webinar will detail a university-led roadmap to bring broadband to Bullinger County in southeast Missouri. The webinar will be live-streamed at 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning. The Columbia City Council is expected tonight to vote on a possible mandatory mask ordinance. The measure will require a 6-to-1 vote to pass and would then require people to wear masks in public for 90 days, with a few exceptions. New research from Washington University shows that young cancer patients have very different treatment outcomes depending on the type of insurance they have. Researchers examined the records of more than 58,000 children and teenagers diagnosed with cancer in the U.S. over a six-year period. Patients on Medicaid had a higher risk of death and shorter overall survival than those with private insurance. Shoyan Wong is a WashU graduate student who led the study. She says the Medicaid patients were more likely to be low income and of a racial minority.
The population with Medicaid are a particular vulnerable group compared to the private insurance. So there are multiple other reasons outside of the healthcare domain that might impact their prognosis.
Cancer patients on Medicaid were also more likely to be diagnosed at later stages, which could explain the differences in survival. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.